All right, then, let's return to a story. You might remember, of course, the scenes of H&M stores being trashed by members of Economic Freedom Fighters. They were protesting against racism in the store following an advert that went viral. Even though it didn't later emerged that the advert was actually for an overseas market. But nevertheless, it depicted, it was, you know, a black child similarly as a monkey. And that one did not go down well, as you can imagine, and there were protests at various stores all belonging to H&M. And well, since that has happened, there's been various engagements between management of H&M as well as the South African Human Rights Commission, and they met yet again on Wednesday, where it was, H&M did present plans to remedy the effects of its racist sweater advertisement of January 2018. Gashwell Brooks is the communications coordinator at the SAHRC, the South African Human Rights Commission. Gashwell, good to be chatting to you again. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners, of course.
So there's some commitments then that have been made here by H&M, and undertakings that they've been that they have made to you. What in, let's first start off maybe with what you found lacking in the organizational structure of H&M and their policies that has led to them now making these undertakings.
Look, initially when this story emerged, of course, we remember the public furore that broke out, and rightly so. And largely it was, you know, from H&M side when they did engage with the commission willingly. There was a sense of ignorance, for lack of a better term, around what the issues were and a lack of understanding as to why it is that this particular matter was so offensive. Not only for black people here in South Africa, but actually across the world. And we took the opportunity to, and obviously under those circumstances, you see it almost as, to put it quite bluntly, not a case or an incident of deliberate, intentional, malicious racism, but much rather a lack of understanding and sensitivity with, you know, with regards to the cultural and racial environment that you're working in. And that is what made this engagement then possible, on the basis that this is coming from a space where it's not punitive per se, but really engaging and also informative, but whilst also recognizing that it is the responsibility of corporates, especially global corporates, to understand the environment that they're working in.
You know, as you say, this is not supposed to be punitive, because my next question is, why the hell aren't these people in jail?
It doesn't quite work like that. We shouldn't conflate issues with the Momba case with every single instance of hate speech or racism or perceived racism. I think that just as a sidebar quickly, what makes the Vicky Momba case unique is that the commission obviously took the matter to the Equality Court initially, and that the police officer that had, one of the police officers that had obviously been held to this abuse, actually took the matter then to court. And that's where the big, and charged her criminally, and that's where the big difference comes into play.
Sure, no,
so they are significantly different. But the issue is, in this particular instance, as I said, H&M was forthcoming, and they said, and I think that the commission as well as the equality courts have been happy to work with people that are forthcoming and saying that, listen, we are remorseful. We did make a mistake, and we want to be given another chance another process. So that is why, you know, some of the commitments that they've made is that they're going to appoint managers on the diversity inclusiveness, both on global and national level, right? So in other words, they're going to be inclusive and diverse in their management structures. They've showed a commitment to train their managers and staff on the question of transformation and racism. They've made an undertaking to submit their internal policies dealing with gender inequality with to us at the commission. They've made an undertaking as well to provide progress reports and hold quarterly feedback meetings with the commission to discuss the implementation of their gender inequality policies. And of course, the commission is not going to wait for them just to come to us and to, you know, say whatever they want to say. You know, I mean, you can basically put anything into a report. Not that we're suggesting that they would be untruthful, but the fact of the matter is we will then make sure on our side as a commission that we're also ensuring that we're keeping tabs and making sure that they are, in fact, complying with the promises that they had paid.
So now, here's the thing, because I would say, and I think it's admirable, that, you know, the way they, as you say, they've been forthcoming and have been remorseful and all of that. And actually, they can be forgiven for ignorance, you know, as you say, a company that comes from Sweden, a country with very different racial dynamics to South Africa. But having said that, one could argue that there are probably many, many companies in South Africa who know the dynamics of South Africa and who know the context and under which we operate, who are probably guilty of the same thing that H&M have been guilty of.
Yeah, no, indeed. I mean, within the instance of H&M, I think the one thing that we've made absolutely clear is that, you know, that companies in their position, especially within a global position, need to familiarize themselves at the very minimum with the context and the environment that they're working in when they externalize. So it's a global company that works in different cultures and areas. And it is important, and it's not as if these companies aren't aware of it, because if they go to more conservative countries, for example, where it's not fashionable for religious or cultural basis for women to, for example, have, short dresses, you'll find that all too often, instead of challenging the status quo, a company of that nature would then immediately comply with those cultural norms.
Indeed.
So the same is expected, that when you do come to an African country, that you familiarize yourself with the fact that a term like such as monkey has a racial connotation to it and is highly offensive to black people. And it's essential then for a company like H&M to take that into account, and they can't plead ignorance, you know, on that basis. But simultaneously, even within that particular context, I think that the commission is also aware that there are other companies that commit, in fact, for Human Rights Month, there was a focus on business and human rights, where the commission looked at what the impact of business is on human rights, and we find that there's a massive problem there, in that many businesses do not comply and respect human rights. So on that basis, you know, it's something that we have to deal with. So it might not be an offensive T-shirt or hoodie or whatever you want to refer to it as, you know, a piece of clothing. But it might be a mine that, for example, extracts happily and fail to actually ensure that those people are living healthy lives.
So, so all's well that ends well then. Are we good to go? Can I go back and buy T-shirts from H&M?
No, that's up to the customer, isn't it?
And is the EFF happy with this? Are they cool with this? Because I know they've been engaging with them as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a separate engagement, and I think that the Commission's engagement with the EFF is also very separate to that whole process. And I think we need to also understand and respect that that context as well, because, of course, in that particular instance, there were concerns also on our side in terms of how the political party concerned had conducted themselves, and then obviously that is something that is yet to be finalized.
That's the communications coordinator at the South African Human Rights Commission, Kashful Brooks. Thanks, Magesh.
It's only a pleasure, mate.
Cheers.
And all the best to your listeners, of course.
Cheers. Thanks so much.
Cheers.
South West 5.